You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So before we take any questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information regarding the WANT Institute services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. So tonight we have Andy Shaw available. Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hello, audience.
Hi. We look forward to taking your calls. I want to tell you a little bit about the advertisement. I offer a weekly ladies group. It's a drop-in donation ladies group. I help ladies online date and help them with communication and how to draw men and how to stay feminine. I walk you through so that you stay, we can hopefully change a behavior to a new behavior. And if you want any information about attending that ladies group, you can reach me at the office, info@drpatallen.com. I want to just throw that out. And we also have Andy is available to do privates. Myself does privates. And we have Patricia Eltich does privates as well as life scripts. So we have different services available, and just give me a call or email me and I'd be happy to guide you to what you want to work on that's best for what you want help with. So tonight we're going to work out of the answers book, and all of Dr. Allen's books are available on Amazon.com, and her book Getting to I Do is available on audio. It just came out on audio as well. So please jump into Amazon and order some of Dr. Allen's books. So I'm going to take a book and open up a quote on it and just answer from it. And these are just little, okay, and I'll ask you your interpretation of that. Okay. Let's see. When you're addicted, your mind can't stop you. What does that help? How can you elaborate on that? I can help you my point of view as well.
Why don't you go first, Sue?
Okay. When your mind's addicted, when you're addicted, your mind can't stop you. During some of my ladies groups, women get over-focused on one thing and they want it that way. And it's hard to steer them to get their mindset changed. And that's one thing that I teach is to have a positive mindset. Don't over-focus on things, because when you over-focus, you only focus on either getting what you want. And that's usually controlling, competing, and conquering. You're usually in your masculine when you're addictive. So what would that mean with you?
Well, I want to ask you a question. How do you tell people to get unaddicted? How do you break that cycle?
I would say change your mindset. And that means you have to, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, where you have to maybe start doing some relaxation techniques. For women, especially, like bubble baths, to get out of your head and get into your bodies and feelings. Addictive personality is it's something, you know, just like an addiction to drugs. You want it and you strive for it and you go after it. And a lot of women chase men That seems to be a lot of the pattern now. Women, masculine women chasing men and not getting the results they want. And they do it repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. And what I do in my ladies group is to help you change that behavior to being your feminine, feeling centered, so you can get a healthy masculine man. And it's more than just reading the information. You have to actually do the work, which is the hard part, which women have a hard time doing. So with that, what would you say your point of view is, Andy?
Oh, I'd say not only women have a hard time doing it. I've got my own hard time. When I think of addiction, I think of when I was a kid and I'd play games at the local 7-Eleven. And I had, you know, I wasn't rich by any means, but I had a pocket full of change of quarters. And I'd play these games and all of a sudden I didn't have any money left. And I couldn't afford food and I couldn't afford drink. And it almost, I won't say hit bottom. This is obviously a very minor example.
Okay.
But I realized I wanted to have food and drink available more than I wanted to have that game. And, it went the same thing with alcohol and the same thing with smoking. Once you figure out what you want more, the thing you are addicted to becomes less important. But it takes some thought. And if you're not willing to think about it, you're going to just do based on a script in your mind that you know that you've done and it's helped you survive. But is it survival in the right way? Is the question I try to ask myself when I'm addicted to something.
Okay.
Do you have any personal experiences with that?
not that I care to share. No. Okay. I mean, everybody has some form of addiction in some form, and it's a hard cycle to break. The best thing is to change your mindset and to do other things to preoccupy so you're not over-focused on that. Okay. Do you have the answers book in front of you?
I do. I also might add, you might want to change your environment. Like one of the things that helped me was not go to 7-Eleven. You know, if your environment is your people that always are alcoholics and they always, the only way to interact is at a bar, you know, you can try and get them outside the bar, but their only avenue is a bar. Sometimes you can't be around those people if you want to break that addiction.
Yeah, that's true. Your environment. Most of the masculine women, their friends are masculine. There's very few women that have masculine women that have feminine friends.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Sue and Andy. This is Megan. So I wanted to get Andy's perspective on just a man's viewpoint when he's being indecisive about having kids and being in a relationship. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So just remember that every answer, if it's not a yes, it's a no. So I think he's already made his choice. He's just not telling you.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, so what I might suggest is you offer a different question. Like, can you take me through the scenario?
I'm sorry, what?
How does your conversation go? Can we walk through it?
Okay, so we have been dating for about 3 months now. And he, when I asked to be exclusive, because he was saying he felt rejected that I won't have sex with him without a relationship headed towards monogamy, exclusivity, you know, all of essentially Dr. Pat's rules. And he just said, I feel rejected. And so I framed a question that Sue helped me with to, you know, just say, okay, well, you know, I want to be with you too, but I don't feel safe when, you know, I am not in a committed relationship headed towards, you know, what I need. And he just said, I'm going to be traveling, so that doesn't make sense for us to start this right now. and I'm still concerned about the whole kid thing. And then I said, thank you for sharing. I will follow your lead. Or thank you for your honesty. I will follow your lead. And then he messaged me on Valentine's Day and has continued the conversation. And he has been traveling for almost a month now. And he keeps in contact, but not every day. So is that enough information?
Yeah, I think so. So what, when you said, if it were me, I'd be personally okay with it. I'm like, okay, well, let's have a relationship. Like it's kind of a no-brainer for me. It's okay if I like it a lot. So for him, he just, to me, it's a girl in the port, right? You're convenient when you're convenient, but not otherwise. And
got it.
That's more about him than what more about you. So I applaud you for having boundaries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, boundaries are hard. Like it's really hard. Yeah, it's hard to say no to people that you want to please, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, something I've been working on for years now. I'm finally getting better and better at it.
I think you're doing awesome. I applaud you for doing it. But have you ever done a relationship contract, out of curiosity?
I have not.
Do you know what it is?
I think I'm familiar with it. No, actually, I don't think. Well, is that like time, space, sex?
Yes.
Yes.
That contract? Okay, yes. I am familiar with that.
Yeah, so the reason I mentioned it is I know it's called a relationship contract, but there's also a relationship with yourself. So like what I've done and what's helped me in the past is to pretend you're whatever relationship you got next, right? You're getting ready for it. And act as if you're in the relationship. And are you the feminine?
Yes.
Okay. So in your entries, your time, your I, your we, your us, right? You're gonna say what you don't want. Than what you do want for each item. And basically draw a line at each item. That's your cutoff point. I won't go below this. And so there's a video on YouTube that Pat Allen did, Dr. Allen, that where a couple was in front talking and they were negotiating time, how much sex they wanted per week. And you know, let me go back up. So when you coordinate this thing, the yin person needs to do it separately from the yang, because if you do it together, the yang will tend to take over. So you need to know where your boundaries are. You need to know what your, no lessons are. Anyways, during the video, he wanted sex seven. She wanted sex seven, three times a week. He wanted it seven. She said goodbye. He said three was just fine. So she knew that she couldn't do any more than three, and it's important to know where your limits are. So sex is one thing. That's great. That's a start. Now let's get you to the next step for the next person who's willing to be in the relationship with you. And
caller, you're out dating others as well, not just on this one as well. But the hard thing is when you want that man, other men don't appeal to you. So you have to duty date till you desensitize and kind of debond from guy number one who you want so badly. This is like we talk about the addiction. You want him so badly, everybody else is not going to look attractive to you. So do not overfocus. The best man will come to the surface if you are open and receptive to receive from them.
Yeah, and I would also argue that when you know what you don't want plus what you do want, makes seeing them easier.
It does.
Okay, so do I just cut this guy? Because I know he'll reach out again, especially when he gets back.
No, don't cut him off. He's one of your guys. He's one of the hopefully three men you're dating. He might still surface as the best man. We never terminate men because they don't give you what you want. There's always a lesson learned in that guy.
Okay, so when do you know when to cut somebody off? Is it when
you get exclusive, when you get exclusive with the man that does that, that you find that gives you everything that you want and you don't want, the man, the best man will come to the surface. Then you'll have to cut the other ones off.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
All righty. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. That was a good question. You know, most of these ladies want to cut these men off when they don't get what they want.
From a guy's perspective, I really appreciate the Dr.
We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, actually, I have two questions.
Okay,
the first one is a quick one.
Okay.
I know that Dr. Pat often talks about, I'm dealing with 55 and older dating.
Okay.
And I am on bioidentical hormones, so I never went through menopause.
Uh-huh.
So she talks about how estrogen goes down, and then your progesterone and testosterone takes over.
Uh-huh.
Well, that never happened to me because I never went through menopause and I get my hormones tested regularly.
Okay.
So that I keep them at a young level.
Well, but you might, but
I'm dating
do
a man.
You know if you're, okay. But
I'm
I was
sorry.
Just going to say, you, biologically,
go
but predisposition, do you carry more of the masculine trait? Are you more masculine or feminine? Just in nature,
I think that I've been I've been practicing Dr. Pat's feminine rules for a while now. So I'm pretty feminine.
Okay.
I mean, I still fight it. You know, it's still still something I have to be conscious of. But I'm pretty feminine at this
point. Okay, so you can identify when you get into your masculine and feminine, so you're aware of that. Okay, go ahead.
I do still make mistakes, you know?
Okay,
I still
got
do.
It. Okay, so what's your question then?
So the man who's dating me now is 55.
Okay.
According to Dr. Pat, he's already through the cycle where his estrogen is starting to impact him. So my question is, how do I relate to him? You know, since my estrogen is still high, I'm not like he is.
Yes, I know, dear. Here's what you do.
Is that going to change the nature of our relationship, I guess, is my question.
Okay, here's what you do. You still treat him as if he's the your king, as if he's the lion. He may
I'm
be
trying to.
In the corner, but you still have to respect him, not cherish his feelings.
Yes, I'm trying to do that as much as, you know, as consciously as possible. Again, I'm sure I made a couple of mistakes, but I'm really conscious of it.
And then don't let your masculine side rear up too much. Yes, you may have to do a little bit more of the leading, but don't lead to where you're sacrificing and making him the woman, the feminine.
Oh no, I don't want to do that.
You
I
may have to. You have to. Men. Basically, Dr. Allen says you have to double duty it. You have to sometimes take the lead a little bit, and sometimes you have to respect him, even though he's crying in the corner.
Is there anything that would let me know, like when?
No, you just
I
have
do
to
that?
Watch it, dear. Dear, just like when, here, you already know, you practice being feminine all the time.
Right, I try to be consistently that way.
I know, but now you're watching him and you're seeing this individual who is also masculine and feminine. And now his feminine's leaking in more than his masculine. As before, your masculine was leading and you had to work on your feminine to incorporate it more. He's now the opposite too. So you're both doing the dance. And hopefully stay. When he's in his feminine, you might be in your masculine. Try to get him in his masculine so you can be in your feminine.
Okay. I don't see too much feminine in him, but once in a while I do.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought more so when he first started escorting
he
me.
He will not be in his feminine 24/7 as you're not in your masculine 24/7.
Okay. Yeah. I try not to be, when I, as far as dating is concerned, I'm trying to do it right this time. So I'm really
feminine energy. You know what? You may both be sitting there staring at the wall because nobody's leading, which is fine.
Okay. There's no cue to tell me, like,
there's no,
when
dear,
he
we
might
can't,
need me to be in his
dear,
masculine.
No, he does.
I try to always be in my feminine, so there's
no
cue or languaging that I might be able to tell.
Here's the dear, you're going into controlling. You want to control him so you can be okay. He's going
to
do what he's doing.
I just want to know when I need to take the lead. Like, is there an indication that I need to do that?
There's no scientific fact of he puts his mouth, opens his mouth and says a word, you have to do this. There is no, you just have to watch. Andy, do you want to chime in on what she's trying to get a point?
I try to maintain my feminine energy all the time. So I try never to go into the masculine if I can
help it. No, dear, I never said that.
Right, but that's what I've been doing. I'm just saying that's what I've been doing. And you're telling me now
it's
a little different.
But we both do the waltz, dear. He's going into his feminine and his masculine, and you'll have to do it too. It's a waltz. Andy, do you want to chime in and help her from a man's point of view?
Yeah, I would. Are you familiar with the emotional versus rational words?
Am I using emotional words as often as not?
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, a little bit, just from listening to the, you know, the podcast.
So
a little bit.
I hear you looking for cues, right?
If I need to be that way.
Right. So there, if you look at the words for the list of tables, there's a table. On one side, it has emotional words. On the other side, it has rational words. And you can hear when someone's being emotional by the words they're using.
Okay.
And so when you hear that, you can waltz with, say he's in his emotional word, use the rational word to get into a different state. And then he can conversely
that. Okay, so like if he says, I'm feeling like this to me.
Yeah. So you learn the words and then you learn how to dance with those words.
Okay. And where's the list of words?
I don't know what I know it's on wantinstitute.net.
Okay.
I don't know where else it is.
Okay. And
what's
your next question?
My next question is relating to the same relationship. This man started dating me end of October, November, and it was a slow progression, but he courted me. He really pursued me, but over time we started to get closer and closer, and then finally he turned my head and I really started to notice him. And he started dating me a lot more in December, and we started getting very close, and two things happened. One is I was trying to date other people at the same time, and I was dating two other guys at the same time. So I had my three. But then, you know, I liked him. I mean, I really like him a lot. So I kept showing up at places with him, and these other two men have seen me out with him several times, so they kind of stopped asking me out. So then I was just dating him. And during the month of February, I was gone. He was gone. We ended January, beginning of February. We were in different, you know, cities, and I got really sick. So we only saw each other a couple of times in those months. But whenever I was free and he was free, he would ask me. Then just recently on Valentine's Day, the day before, he came home. He was about ready to go on a vacation for 10 days. And this was right at Valentine's Day. So Thursday night, he said, let's go out Thursday night and Friday night, since I'm not going to see you for a long time. So we went out Thursday night and we had, you know, one very intimate time with each other. And I felt very close to him. And then we went out on Valentine's Day and had a very good time. And then I get home on Valentine's Day and he sends me a text that says, thank you for being such a great friend to hang out with. And I was just like, what?
So what is your question that you want to ask?
This is like a 180 turn.
Okay, what is the question you want?
We went on his trip. The next day he went on his trip.
Caller, we can't listen to the whole story. So he sent you a text. What is the what question do you want from me and Andy?
Well, I need to tell you one more thing. When he came back after 2 weeks, he called me. He texted me every day when he was away. He called me. We talked for a little while. And then a few days went by. The weekend came up. We would normally go out. He never asked me to go out. And he hadn't seen me in 2 weeks.
Okay, what is your question?
This is like a 180 turn. What do I do now?
Andy, do you want to help her?
I haven't done anything so far.
Patient and vulnerable. Wait 8 weeks.
You guys have not been.
Any idea what could have happened?
No, you're not exclusive yet. He is not. You guys have not consummated an exclusive relationship, so you're both free to date others.
Right, but he hadn't done. Neither have I.
You have to be, like Andy said, patient, passive, vulnerable, and receptive. You want to be feminine. This is your job now. You're leaning into being masculine, wanting to go after him, and you're questioning why he's doing that. You're going into your
I would just wondering why that would happen. I mean, it literally was a 180.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to wait.
Very quickly.
I'm
sorry.
You're just gonna have to wait, and I guarantee you'll be more attractive at the end of it.
Okay, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm not texting. Text him back?
If he texts you text him back. If he calls you, you answer the call and act like nothing happened.
Right.
Don't get hard on him.
And if he asks me out?
You go out.
You go out.
I go out.
Yeah, it's just like he's one of your daters.
But I don't want to be his friend.
Dear,
I'd rather not go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I
don't
go back.
You've got two choices. You can either do not go out with him when he calls you, or go out with him. Because right now, I hear you want to punish him for not chasing you.
Yeah, it's either accept or reject.
Right.
If you tolerate, it's only hurting yourself. So decide what you're going to do.
He might be ruminating. Think, feel. So why don't we give him the benefit to keep dating you to see if he really can fall in love with you rather than terminating it because you don't feel good.
Okay.
That's part of
it. If he calls me up, I was thinking of telling him, you know, I'll see you, but if you want to have a relationship, I'll see you. I'm not going to try to go backwards as friends.
You're in your masculine there.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
You're in your masculine when you talk like that.
Right.
So you told me earlier you're working on...
I do not want to be his friend, though. I just don't.
I've been hearing a lot of masculine coming out.
Okay, then reject him and move on.
Call us next week and let us know how it goes. We'll walk you through it.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Good luck.
Bye. For that information, men do that all the time. They get close to a woman and then they get scared and they go back into their cave. They ruminate. So actually, this man is kind of waffling. She's best to be patient, but she's starting to get too antsy. And when she chases him, she actually ruins it. As Dr. Allen says, the feminine energy, when the man is waffling like that, just be patient and act like everything's cool. What would you say about that, Andy?
I love that answer. It's one of the reasons why I fell in love with Pat Allen and Oliver.
Oh, we have another
caller. Oh, it's just on.
Oh, you were just on? Oh, I guess he must have called you back. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Man. Okay, bye. Well, maybe he called her back. That is the hardest thing, is that women get mixed signals from men. But if you're dating numerous men, you just keep circulating them. One kind of focuses off and doesn't call you for a week. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. So I've been married to my husband for 14 years. Actually, 13. And we've been together for 14. And we're reaching this kind of awkward place where we have an 8-year-old son, and I'm feeling like he's working a lot, and then it's suddenly he's looking for some affection, and I've told him that I feel like I need a little more romancing before I can, you know, get have sex with him. So I'm wondering, am I being fair? Am I approaching this the right way? What advice?
Well, I can chime in on something. Andy was talking about that relationship contract item where you talk about time, space, money, and play, which is sex. Design how many times a week you're going to have sex. And then you negotiate it. And let's say you both decide, you know, every Saturday night. And then if you want more, then once you know it's Saturday night, or you tell him what you want, and then he'll tell you what he wants. So how many times a week do you want sex?
I think
we're
once,
just going over the number
good.
Example.
Uh-huh. Okay. So once.
Okay. So once maybe like once a week. So is there a preference for a day? Because you have to, you know, it's better to be specific.
I feel like Saturday is a good day because on Friday nights, I'm pretty tired and ready for the weekend.
So you can present it to them. You may want to go through that time, space, money, and play. It's on our website. You can watch the video. But if you only want to work on this issue, I can help you. So you would go to him and go, honey, I have a suggestion. Do you want to hear it? And then he says, sure. Just say, you know, I love being intimate with you. You got to stroke him. However, I'm a little uncomfortable about our sex life. It's kind of shaky right now. What do you think if we set aside Saturday night as our official date / romance night? And then he'll say, great. And then you may have to put 90, you know, do something seductive to get him in the mood, and he does his best, and you put the kid to sleep, and then it's romance night.
Yeah.
Andy, do you want to give your point of what you would tell this lady?
Yeah, I think the relationship contract is a great start. It tells you what your minimums are and what you will not accept. It also makes everything super explicit. We don't do well with when people don't talk to us. So when you have that negotiation, it also helps your communication, and it'll help you fall in love and get the romance going too. But we can't read your mind unless you tell us. I can only hear what you say, not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've told him.
Go ahead.
I've told him that I feel like we could, maybe he can ask me out on, you know, a date, or he can take me to a movie. I feel like he's not putting much effort into it. He is providing like a madman, and but it doesn't feel like this romantic providing. It's kind of like he's just doing his thing, and then he comes to me when he's ready to have sex. And I feel like I want a little bit more effort on his end.
Well, let's also clarify sex. Sex is everything you taste, touch, see, smell, and hear. If you're referring to intercourse, that's a different conversation. Also, have you ever read the book? Sorry, I'm blanking out. The Getting to I Do
Yes.
on page 218. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Is that the bubble bath one?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, we've done that. Yes,
Okay.
we've done
How'd it
that.
go?
I didn't get the what's the word I'm looking for? I didn't get the reaction. I not reaction. I didn't get the cooperation and I don't know. It didn't go very well. It was kind of blah.
Oh, well, remember when Dr. Allen, she always suggests married couples have that relationship contract item, because if you have a date night once a week, that is the night that you guys share together rather than expecting him to step up. It's automatically you agreed to one date night a week or two.
Yeah,
You're
my kids.
asking him for more, better, or different, and sometimes they don't do well with that.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can tell you that a girl I dated, it was all about the kid, and we never got alone time. And then she was resentful that we didn't get alone time, but she wouldn't go anywhere without the kid. So it's this vicious cycle that I could never break free from without her adding to it. So when you make that contract, that holds each of you accountable to that statement. If you,
Yeah.
so I don't know what your past is, but he might be at a point where he's tired of asking you because you keep telling him no.
Well, you
I'm
mean
not saying
no
that's the case.
sex or no date?
Well, intercourse is how we become intimate with you and how we connect with you, because that's what we've been kind of taught. So
Yeah.
if there's another way to become intimate with you, then we're generally all for it, especially good men are. But there
Yeah.
has to be another way, another avenue to get there. And that avenue is through communication, it's through negotiation. You got to give me something, some kind of minimum that I can hold on to, that I won't be bugged by. And I say me as if I'm him, right? So do the relationship contract to get to your minimums. Ask him to do the same thing. Tell him you want to hear what he wants and what he doesn't want. I think he'll respect
Yeah.
it. I think he'll appreciate it. Then do it
Okay.
separately. And then come together when you're both done and negotiate a deal.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll work on that this week and then I'll call back next week and see.
There's the video on it that tells you gives you an example. Dr. Allen's teaching it on our website, drpetallen.com. There's a free
Okay,
tab
good.
video called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. And there's a couple on there she works with that has negotiate sex. So
Okay,
couples,
great, because I was looking for it on YouTube and now I
yeah,
know
no,
it's on the
look on our
website. Okay.
website and watch it, and it will give you all the information to negotiate, because this is exactly what happens when couples get married. They expect the other one to mind read, and when you negotiate all of these areas, it works out better. And you always update it as you go along. Like the first year, it's every 3 months, and then you just keep building and changing and rearranging it to work what's best for you
Yeah,
rather than.
and if
sorry. The first
Yeah.
year is negotiable every 2 months, the second year every
Yeah.
4 months, third year every 6 months, and then annually thereafter. So you're never stuck with it very long.
Yeah, you're never stuck with it forever.
And if he breaks the contract, then what do I do?
You just say, well, you say, if he breaks, well, honestly, he can break it, but he may come to you and say, I have to change Saturday because I'm tired. Can we do it on Sunday? It would be healthier if he tries to negotiate another day. And if he says, I have to break our contract, I can't do it on Saturday, you say, okay, Is there, can we, what other day are you available? Try to negotiate a win-win.
Yeah.
You can only intend for tomorrow, but plan for today.
So this is all. You may have a headache. Yeah, you may have a headache one night too and want to change the date as well. That's where communication and negotiation comes in.
Yeah. I was just asking that because I had mentioned we had negotiated. I mean, maybe not this formal, you know, negotiation, but I had asked him if he would take me out. And it seems like he keeps forgetting. But maybe if we have like a serious negotiating conversation.
I would suggest a specific day. You have to be very specific.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Friday night, Saturday. It's got to be time from 6 to midnight. You have to be very specific.
Yep, get a day planner, look at the day, pick a time on there, and that's your agreement.
Okay.
At 6:01, he's broken the agreement. But at 5:59, if he calls him, he's changed it. He's not broken the agreement yet.
Yeah. And then I get a little bit resentful because I feel like I'm doing all the, like, oh, I have to call and remind him that we have a movie night tonight and, you know, kind of a thing. I don't know.
Well,
I'll try it.
Been accountable to have to, you guys both haven't negotiated a win-win.
I know. Yeah. I'm already predicting. Let me try that, and then.
And give him a little bit of leeway, dear. This is new information.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I'm sure if it's on a calendar that you have date night every Saturday night, then that it's going to become regular, and he won't. Nobody will have to worry about being resentful or having to remember.
Yeah, and put the calendar on the refrigerator, like wherever he's going to see it. Are you looking forward to Saturday, dear? Oh, yeah. You know, whatever, right? Make it fun.
I'd love to hear the response. Call us back when you negotiate the date night.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
thank
please
you
call us back.
So much.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Thanks for your expertise. Bye.
Thank you. That was a good caller, but... You know, Dr. Allen always talks about that is the most important thing. She does that contract item so that people aren't going, well, he needs to set up the date night and he's not doing this. Just like time, space, money, and play. Some, you know,
And just to remind the callers that, you know, when you do this, it's in the light of day, fully clothed, standing up. Not dark, not in bed, not naked.
And not under the influence of alcohol.
Not, yeah, exactly.
Her call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, let's see. I guess we have another caller that's trying to call in, too. We have a lot of callers today. We appreciate all these calls. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
See if the other caller.
Well, let's talk about something else until they show up.
I want to talk about that relationship contract. That is the most, and Dr. Allen teaches that to all of her private clients when they're coming in for premarital, you know, because you go over and, oh, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have
Hi,
a question?
Hi, you've reached Stephanie Martinez.
Oh, no, I guess not. So it's the most important contract that Dr. Allen does for premarital negotiation, and it's the time, space, money, and play. And you can watch the video on our website, drpatallen.com, and get the information on how to negotiate all of those topics. Oh, here we go. You're on with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have been dating someone and we're in an exclusive relationship. We've been together going on 5 months.
Okay.
And I started calling him, you know, pet names like babe and sweetheart after Valentine's Day. And I noticed that he never says those words back to me. And I want to hear them, but I don't know if I should bring up, I'm curious as to why he never says them. And I just wanted to ask your opinion.
Okay, I can start. Wanting is masculine. And you made a statement, I want him to call me pet names.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to. We can't change people. He may be uncomfortable calling you pet names. That might not be what his behavior is.
Yeah, obviously. That's what I'm getting.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, because so much, he's wonderful, and so much of everything else he does is amazing.
Because when you start saying and going to him and saying, I want you to start calling me names, guess who you sound like? His mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you put him in the little boy role, and you're the leader. You're the masculine talking down to him. Andy, do you want to share your input on that?
Yeah. I like the statement, accept or reject. I mean, you can have your arguments, have your disagreements, and the things you don't like, your preferences. But at the end of the day, is it worth rejecting them?
No, definitely not.
Right. So if the answer is no, write it down and decide if you want to keep it or not, and if it's worth fighting for. Because you can drive yourself crazy with this stuff.
Well, I started feeling, I kind of came to the term of like, okay, if he wanted to, he would. So let it go. And every day I see other things he does that communicate his care for me. So I kind of resolved myself mostly about it, but I was curious about what you guys thought.
Let him be a man who he is. We as women don't want to start changing them.
I started feeling a little self-conscious of like, maybe I shouldn't say it. Like, what if he doesn't like it at all and I'm doing it? And so then I stopped doing it a few days ago.
Why don't we let him tell you if he doesn't like you calling him sweetheart or babe?
Please have the conversation. Please ask the questions. Don't overthink us. We're not that complicated, and we don't deserve that much anything, quite frankly. So just ask the question. Do you like the term babe? I don't like it. I personally, baby is the worst name to call me. And sweetheart is probably the same thing because it's too generic. It could be named to anybody. You've got five guys in your realm, and you call me sweetheart because you don't remember my name today. That's kind of where my mind is. So I don't like those names. And he might also.
Oh, you don't like those? You personally don't like that?
No, but if like there's a name I have that my parents called me, and if you called me that name, that's unique to me and that's special to me. But baby, sweetheart, all these things that are generic, we don't know if you have a realm, a harem, you know, with a bunch of guys there, and you call all of them sweetheart because you don't remember their names. That's in the back of our mind all the time.
So maybe she should go to say, ask him, do you like me?
Ask him if you like it. And then what I might also suggest too is, you know, when you're at a mall or something like that, and they got people that have names and the history of them and what they might be called. Oh, what's your name called? And you get something like that that can be unique-ish to them and their name.
If he likes it, how would I ask that question in a feminine way?
Sue?
Well, I would say there's something I want to talk to you about. You get make an appointment about my pet names towards you. Is this a good time? And then you would stroke him, just say, you know, I really care about you, and I came up with these pet names, and I'm not sure if you like them. What do you think about me calling you sweetheart, or would you rather me not do that?
Okay.
you can re-listen to this, but you basically make an appointment, do a stroke, how much you care about him and how you'd like to call him a pet name, but then you need to negotiate it whether he likes it or not. What are your thoughts? Do you like me to, do you want me to call you a pet name, or would you prefer me not to? I'm asking you, so I respect what you want me to lead with, call you.
Okay. Okay.
All righty. Good one.
Good luck, caller.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're running out of time now. Thank you, callers. So that's the end of our show. Thank you, Andy. This was a, we had to rush through. Sam was telling me we have people on the line, so we had a lot of calls today, but thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week. Thank you, Andy, for joining me. Do you want to say goodbye to the audience?
We'll get to next week. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.